From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai and Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack are contesting Mexico's move to ban imports of genetically modified corn from the U.S. Tai says the U.S. has repeatedly conveyed its concerns that Mexico's biotech policies are not based on science and threaten to disrupt U.S. exports to Mexico. Mexico's president is seeking to phase out genetically modified corn by next year. New data from USDA's Economic Research Service shows food labeled natural accounted for slightly more than 16% of consumer retail food purchases in 2018. Specific standards or processes are required to use certain label claims like USDA organic, but the natural claim has minimal requirements and using it does not require the product to provide any health or environmental benefits. Regulatory agencies treat the claim as meaning nothing artificial was added and the product was minimally processed. USDA's Economic Research Service also reports frozen wholesale turkey breast prices climbed abruptly in response to last year's avian flu outbreak. Once reports of new outbreaks slowed in mid-December, whole turkey hen prices leveled off. At the same time, breast prices declined, averaging $2.34 per pound in the week ending April 28th. That's 32 cents higher than a year earlier, but down 64 cents from last year's peak price. Get all the heavy equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Los Angeles Auction, June 29th and 30th, featuring more than 2,000 items. Go to rbauction.com for details.